Blog Talk Radio. The cards are relying on me. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
Trying to get you in just a second. Seems like we're having this problem in every week. Oh my goodness. Just a second. Just a second, everybody trying to get Brother DeJuan here. Brother DeJuan, you on yet? I don't hear nothing. Just a second. Hold on, Brother DeJuan, I'm still. All right, Brother DeJuan, you should be on.
You hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I don't know why they give me such a hard time here lately.
You know, bro, I hear you talking.
Yeah, I know that's what I said. I just, I knew you could hear me. I just couldn't hear you because it wouldn't open your mic. That's all. I was trying to open your mic.
Yeah. But the subject we're going to talk about today, Brother Drew, we're going to do some hell of a research. FBI work. We'll be the first black investigators. We're going to do a little investigating. But I hear a radio, Brother Drew, in the back. You got an open mic there.
Oh, let
you
me make sure. If you put the phone on mute, if anybody on my line, put your phone on mute.
Yeah. You there?
Hello? Go ahead, Brother.
Yeah, you there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Brother Drew, what we're going to do is we're going to we ask ourselves a question. Is Donald Trump the Trump card to the New World Order? Because you and I done did so much studying, and when you done did as much studying and research as we have done, then you can see certain things that we'll share with the people what we see. We ain't asking you to believe nothing, but we just sharing knowledge with you on research that we have done over the period of many years. So when we study about this, then we can have a better picture and get an idea of what's going on. I still hear a lot of noise in the background. It's kind of stuck, Brother Drew.
Okay, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Let me.
You know, I be coming from the top of my head, so I can't hear too much.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll have a one-on-one talk, but I can't hear. I hear that static. It kind of throws me off because I don't use the book. I come off the top of my head.
What you hear? The echo?
Yeah, it's okay now. You got it now. We ask ourselves, what part do Trump play in it? Because the only way that you can get a new world order, Brother Drew, is that you have to disband the present-day order. The present-day order we have is the Republican Party, because this is the Republic of the United States of America. Republican Democratic form of government only has 250 years of survival time. And when we get deeper on to this lesson, we'll understand what happened, because we're going to go back and sit in on the world. It's one thing I like about white folks, Brother Drew. If you read as much as we done, if you have read as much as you and I have read, and I read over 1,000 books over 50 times, these people, white people, because they are alienated to this, our planet, they wrote their history down on their study of how they evolved and everything they did. I give them credit. They researched everything they have already at this time period, researched almost everything on Earth, and now they still finding stuff in the ocean and different tropical forests. They still finding animals and stuff. But for the most part, everything on Earth, they have researched it and written about it, the history of it, including them. And when black folks, through their religion, they give you an illusion. So the word Illuminati, the people that was in control, these are people called the aristocrats back in that day. We'll go back and where they, we always start at the beginning, what they was called from the beginning, because we know that they have moved in history. And when we did our series of What's in a Name, you know, when you find out what's in a name, Brother Drew, in that series Co and I did, is when we studied the name, what's in a name. You start with the original name of certain names, and you will see how many times in history if you study the history of that name, it done changed out of the original. Just like Don Trump, that ain't, Trump ain't the original name. That ain't his family's original name. And these his great-great, his lineage go all the way back into England, where he has a shield of the knight. He's one of the knights of the round table. And so he's one of the knights, which meaning he was one of the knights. His forefathers was knights. They was Templars. And we'll see how they became Templars, because before they was Templars, they were something else. And so when you trace the history of what's in a name, then you get down pat of this if you know how to do that. And since we do know how to do that, we're going to share with the people a certain knowledge, because you had to go in a chronological order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. When did the slave that got over here, which was an African, when did he become an African American? It was many, many years before he became an African American, known as that name. Well, the first name that we know that they took the slave in 1555, and 64 years later in 1619, they call these people of color. They call them colored people and put them in a class of Negroes. And where John F. Blumenbach said it was a class and a species and a race of people, they class you all with the Negroid race of people. And so they wrote what they did to us, how they changed our names and everything, how they took everything out of its originality and recreated, redesigned it for their use on Earth. These are the aristocrats. This is this Germanic race of people. When they came become mankind and they took over the colored people of the Earth through capturing them, they gave them their gods and their religions. And so all we have to do is sit back and trace the history all the way up into present day time, because they wrote it. They wrote it. It's out here now. I mean, it's out here. It's been out here a long time, Brother Drew. It's just that we, social media and the computer has made it more popular than it was when me and you were studying back in, as a young man back in the 60s and the 50s, when I started studying in the 50s about what I know right now to get me up to this point. So one of the keys, and we always say that we keep everything Masonic when we talk, and that what's the Masonic Lodge or the Yaman we're going to go through, but that goes through every order, because the Yaman is the oldest order there is Yaman. And so all of the rest of them came out of us, out of the original way of thinking of the original being. Human being here that became part of mankind after he got conquered by mankind. So when we put it in that perspective, then we don't make no errors. We're going to ask ourselves a question. We go back, Brother Drew, we can trace history all the way back to a secret society to 25 AD. And this was Chinese, the first Chinese secret society. The Red Eye Brides helped overthrow the Wang Mang dynasties, and that secret society was called the Samurai, and they was black. They was black. The first secret society was black. They known as Chinese now, but that wasn't what they was calling themselves back there. They called themselves whatever tribe they came from. But this was the first, this is at 25 AD. This is the first secret society. So if you go and study secret society, or the Oriental secret societies, which is the oldest secret society, and this Oriental secret society came your samurais. Then after your samurai came what you call all your martial art, derived out of these samurais other secret societies fighting each other, warring each other for power, because this was strictly a power of the world, and they thought that where they lived was the world. That was that was the complete world. So they wanted to be rulers of the world. This is, and these was the overlords. They was known as overlords and lords at that time. This was, and these people, they paid and bought the samurai, secret societies, to fight for them. And who had the most powerful, and they was one who do the serf people and take the land. And then they put the government in place. And as we're going to find out what happened May the 1st, 1776, when we get on down the road in this lecture. In 1090, I'm glad I pulled this book out, Brother Drew, because in 1090, a secret society came into Islam that is whooping ass right now. As we speak, they done come back into existence. Now, they was organized at 1090 by Hassan Sabah, S-A-B-B-A-A, the Essene. Leader seized the Amalek fortress and began a policy of assassinating the Turks and all rulers. It was called the Assassin.
Right.
This is who Isaac is. These are Ishmaelites here. This is Ishmael's secret society. It's very interesting when you can go through history and you pick this up. And I got all these books that, I mean, but I done read this shit so many times, you know, so I can, right now, it's just like a road map with me when we put this history together and tell the story. These assassins now, from 1025 A.D., from 1090 A.D., all the way up until now, these people ain't fought no wars, Brother Drew. They done multiplied, and they young and radical. They radical, and they coming in the name of Islam, and because what they coming in is the name of Abraham's belief. You see, the Ishmaelites, they believe in the ways of Abraham. All three religions, Christianity, Islam and Judaism, supposed to be in the ways of Abraham, but they done revised it and put it in a version. As we can see through secret societies, that's the way they got this. The Essenes, these Muslims, was killing Europeans in Europe. If you go in the prophecy of Daniel and look at them, the leopard and them four with the four heads, well, that leopard is the four Muslim coming when Muhammad went through the east over there and conquered it. He conquered it with such great speed. That was a sign and symbol through in the Masonic Lodge for that. But it was put in the book of Daniel, the prophecy of the lion. You know, the four the animals that they get. That's a break that we can break that down into right now. And but in at 1099, 9 years later, 9 years later, the end of the first crusade, the kingdom of Jerusalem is established and Christian pilgrims flowed in. This is during the time that the Christians, the Muslims, and the Jews all worshiped together in the name of Abraham up under one tent. And then at 1129, the founders of the Knight Templar, a monastic order of soldiers who was dedicated to assuring the safety of pilgrims to the Holy Land, they started fighting because the Crusaders started a war with the Muslims when they raped and killed Saladin's sister, and he come in and sacked Jerusalem. And that's when the fight got on. This fight right here, Brother Drew, is the same fight that these Ishmaelites is fighting against America and the whole world today. This is the same fight because these are the same people that lived in that day and time. The people are the same. They just done changed. Nothing but the tribes and things the same. But they just under different names. This is when you had to go back to the original name. And
okay.
I
don't know if you want to take in the college, but you got some people that look like they want to ask a question or something. But that's up to you. But
Let's take the call about 15 minutes before we go off. Okay. Let me finish this timeline here.
Okay.
From history that happened at 1244, that most they don't teach, is the history of the Catharus, Catharus, was burned to death at Marsden Mark and the effort and America. You had to know who the Catharus are. These are secret societies known as Masons today. We call them Masons. They were known as secret societies. 1307 was the arrest of the Knights Templar and the leader by Philip IV of France on charges of secret harassment and corruption. This is where you get your Fire Friday the 13th from, right here, Brother Drew. In 1307, when they killed the founder of the Knights Temple, disbanded the Templars, they went into Scotland and became the Scottish Rite Masons. In 1717, the Grand Lodge of London was established. This is the first time that Great Britain had formal organized Masons. 1737, the Masonic Lodge was formed throughout Northern Europe, Wales, in the first royal initiation. May 1st, 1776. That's what's on that dollar bill, ain't it, Brother Drew? May 1st, 1776. Alan Wormsrod and Fallon the Bolivian Illuminatis to free the world from all established religions and political authority. Now, May 1st, 1776, what was going on in America? They wrote
war.
The history. May 1st, 1776. It's when they signed the Declaration of Independence, Brother Drew. That's
right.
Get your dollar bill out. Get your dollar bill out, because this next story is told to you on the dollar bill that I'm going to tell you. May 1st, 1776. The Illuminati was formed. He published a book called The Order of Perfectibilities. That's what it was called in 1776. Now, when we go into that book, it was called an action for all the Masons, which was driving the American Revolution to rise liberty from its ashes, to restore men to its original route through a brotherhood. These same words are those of Thomas Jefferson, is the words that he said, until Wyandotte reaches the 10th and secret society to initiate the league, the rebellion against authority to oppose to the American leaders' view of a broader-based public movement of freedom. Even so, Jefferson defended Weinstrip's scheme for his fellow radicals of influential Masons, Masonic Lodge, who secretly would protect them. In a letter to the president of the College of William and Mary, Jefferson wrote, "As Weinstrip lived under the tyrants of priests, we knew that caution was necessary even in spreading information in the principle of pure mortality." Weinstrip, what he felt about it, this nation was born up on it. So all we got to understand, what you had to understand what the Illuminati first is to understand how it got started. It got started not in France. It's an idea of France with the French Revolution. They couldn't make it work with the French Revolution. They almost made it work. They kicked out the Roman Catholic Church. That's who. See, over here in America, the Roman Catholic Church owned all the damn land at this time, Brother Drew. So they had to get rid of the church. That's mean a whole lot of shit was about the church and state. See, the Catholics, the Roman Catholic Church, the Vatican, they America, the whole land of America at one time belonged to the Vatican. When they came over here, every ship came over here, when they got off, had a priest on it, and they declared the land over here the Vatican. But then the Presbyterians came and took it. That's another story. But they all was Mason. These was up under Masonic order. So the preamble, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and our government was formed by 72 Masons at Lodge Number 1 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And we up under a secret society that started off, told you of a new world order. But how did this happen? See, the Illuminati part of this is what's in the world, new world order. A new world order, it's no such thing as a new world order, Brother Drew. It's the old form of government that lost the war, come back into existence after a period of time. This is what is called a new world order, meaning that the Republican form of government would go away and you see it no more, and it would be a democratic form of government that ruled the place as it ruled in the beginning. Well, what happened? The American people, over a period of time, what did they do? They voted a democratic form of government in. You voted a democratic form of government in. And that old saying that the South will rise again and they rose through the Democratic Party, this is where the lords of England was. That's the ring your butt was in on the plantation. And you had to understand that the Civil War was fought for with the Scottish Rite Masons and Duncan Masons and the York Rite Masons of England was in the South. Those are Southern Masons, although the Duncan Rite Masons is still here. You join the Duncan Wright Masons. I know several guys that's in it, black guys, and they let the spooks in now. Get to the Duncan Wright, Brother Drew. But this war was civil war was fought by them, and they lost the war, and you up under Scottish Rite Masons' belief of these 72 forefathers. And I hope this ain't too complicated, but you should be able to see this now. I mean, because it's just as plain plain as day. So somebody had to break the Republican, split the Republican Party, so what, who they use? We playing be it whiz now. Hell, he the Trump card. And be it whiz in spades, you have a Trump. So he's the Trump. The Trump card is the most powerful card. Whatever you call for Trump, is the most powerful card. But I find it very simple and amazing. That ain't his last name. I can't even pronounce his name that he done. They changed names for a reason. So you have to go back in the history of 1492 when the church was killing Jews, Brother Drew. The church in England and through Europe was killing Jews, especially in Spain. And the Jews formed the secret society, Rosicrucians, and they changed their names. And a lot of Irish and Scottish in the church, I got that history on them. They made a movie of it, of how they changed their name. The names was held in a secret society. Well, because of persecution, you couldn't have, one time if you had Jewish blood in you, you classified as a devil. That was European thinking. This is like their brother now. Now, mind you, that the Jews is their brother, and that's what the Germanic race of people were saying about their brother. But see, the Jew ain't a Germanic. See, here's where the Ashkenazi Jew is not a Germanic race of people. He's not a Germanic race of people. He wasn't with Magog, Gog, and Tubal in the Caucasus Mountain when they mixed their seed with the reptilian. He wasn't up there. This is why the Germanic race of people have always tried to exterminate Yehuda, the so-called Jews, who we call Yehuda and Yasharal now. But Yehuda used to be the biggest tribe over there in the east, Brother Drew. But look at them now. They're the smallest because of their brothers, the Europeanos, German race of people, Germanic race of people killing them. The Blue Bunny Plague, they said because the Jews up there wasn't dying and the gypsies, they started killing gypsies and Jews and said the Blue Bunny Plague was practicing witchcraft. Oh, yeah. But they was bathing their ass with lavender soap and bathing every day, where they up the white boy was known that he was filthy. He was a barbarian. He didn't bathe. He had his hygiene, just like it is now. It was that of the dog, the cave where he had lived with Romulus and Romulus. He had those instincts, this hereditary genetic instinct of him being a caveman that was a barbarian, especially in that time period. He done got a little bit better in this time period, but we talking the 14th century and the 12th century when he was a barbarian, just still coming out of barbarism. And he didn't know anything about building until he conquered the black race of people and made them tell him how to build. Everybody wanted to know how to build the ark that the colored nation, especially the ark that was built in the Cushites that had built that in the southern hemisphere, the Cushites had known how to build an ark, and that's why the Royal Ark degree is in the Masonic Lodge. You had a Royal Ark. There's seven different kinds of ark. That's how to build a bridge. If you knew how to build the only way you could go across water is build a bridge. But you had to know how to make an ark to build that bridge, and you had to know how to design this with all of the geometrical instrument and measurements and stuff that go into geometry, calculus, and all high forms of mathematics to make that ark strong enough to handle what you had to do. So that was the secret. White folks said that's the secret if they knew how to do this. and they learned it from the Cushites, from the black race of people after they conquered them and made them build bridges and roads for them. See, Rome did that first. See, the Romans was the first one to build roads and stuff and bridges and all this stuff. So you had to know that part of that history and how these secret societies came all the way down, because, see, Christianity started with a secret society. And you had to know that we have a secret, the Trilateral, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg. These are secret societies, but these are names that is out there now on the internet that you can go out there and pick up a whole lot on it by tracing it. But we wanted to give you a working knowledge of what is going down, because the key is you're finna see another form of government, and a democratic form of government has to have a queen. So if we're going to be a democratic form of government, we have to have Queen Hillary. And if you notice that, look who they put up against to run with her, somebody that's old and tired as hell. She had nobody to run against her with credit. And then they bring in a comedian that ain't a politician, but over the years they done groomed him and got him ready for this time. See, all of these people come in town. See, they was born for this, because you had to know how the aristocrats run. Now, they call themselves the elites now. They not the Illuminatis no more, but the elites and this and that. See, they have changed names on you in a New York second, Brother Drew. So you had to understand when you're tracing their history, you just walk right straight down when they start changing their name, but they got the same policy. That's just like the church. Every nigger would say that they don't belong to the Catholic Church. If you belong to any church in the United States, you ain't nothing but a reformed Catholic, because your whole system is still, your feast days, everything is still Catholicism. You just ain't got the feast days. And the masses, them 49 masses, the Protestant churches don't do them, but the rest of the Roman Catholic Church, you in it, brother. You up under the creeds, the Apostle Creed, the Nicene Creed, the Trinity Creed. Those are Catholic, that's Catholicism up under theology teaching, up under the Paulinian belief. So I don't care what you say. If you're a Christian in the United States, you're nothing but a goddamn reformed Catholic, and you're too ignorant to see it. Especially a black one. See, but some of the black ones, I'm so thankful for the Nation of Islam, this XY millennium generation. You can't bullshit them about no white man coming to save them. I see that in my grandbabies. See, I'm looking at my grandbabies, right, and they Muslims. See, they stone Muslims. Yeah, and see, I can see this in my grandbabies. See, I see this in the 5 and 6 year old, and I can see it. The Nation of Islam had that youth drill team. Shit, boy, look at that youth drill team with the Nation of Islam. Them
yeah,
girls, they're 10, 11, and 12 years old, precision, homeboy. That's what you call
right.
That's what you call growing a nation that ain't damn Christian.
Right.
And they ain't white. They ain't white. Okay, let's take the callers, Brother Drew.
Let me see if the caller's still online. They had hung up. Let's see if they see if we can get them back on, Brother Dubois. Caller, if you want to get back in, well, let's just push 1 on your phone, and that'll open up the call line. Yeah, they had hung up. It was a call coming out of the 503 area code. It was a different area. They hung up at the moment, but if I see them come back up, I'll let you know.
Yeah. And so, in studying the secret society, we see a whole lot that's coming into existence. And let's go back to something else, Brother Drew. When we see each nation of people have, each government is run by a secret society. Now, who is the most powerful government right now, nation? That's China. But they the oldest secret society. Brother Drew, you see how it done flipped back to the beginning. It took that many years to come back to how it started back in 25 AD. Our history has revolved all the way back to how it began. How all of these different governments that has came out of this one secret society when they start making towns and cities throughout the nations, throughout the world, it has revolved back that China is in control like it was in the 25 AD, where China controlled the world. And the world is the people that came over here, came from that world over there. You see, you feel what I'm saying? The people that control over here, the Western Hemisphere, came from the world over across the water, and this is their history repeating on us. While we're here, we're looking at their history, making a repeat from 25 AD, where China has become the number one nation right now, but they was the number one secret society when it first started off, and all governments right now. And I find it's, look at something else. What do China call itself? The Republic of China. The Republic of the United States. Totally different governments. The biggest Republican is what? China. So the only person that is raising hell and not in with the New World Order is who? America. America said that they won't have a dictator. See, the president is not a dictator, but if he called martial law, then what? He's a dictator. They left that open in the Constitution. You see that, Brother Jew?
Right.
See, they left an opening there. They left an opening. Through an executive, they can call martial law and become, see, the most powerful document in the government of the United States of America. It ain't the of independence, and very few people call it, and it's called the register. That's them 12 executive orders that was put in by Kennedy. That's the National Register is the most powerful document in the United States as we speak right now, because that's where you can see when that doctrine came in during Kennedy time, where the New World Order was powerful then. You can see when Roosevelt in 32 put the sign on the dollar bill, Brother Drew, and God We Trust, and this stuff on the design with the Great Seal of the United States of America, and what happened? The stock market fell, and all of that shit happened. Well, that was one falling of, that was the beginning of the New World Order. That was the beginning of it. That's why the stock market fell, because this became the beginning of the New World Order. So we can trace the history all the way up and walk it on up from there. But when it came into America and got its first start was in 1914 with Woodrow Wilson. That's when it got its start over here. You could see it coming in of the people with the idea of what they had back in France. In other words, the French Revolution came over here, and then France gave the United States what? Diana.
She gave
the Statue of Liberty, and the Statue of Liberty is actually Diana, the old pagan god. And you can go back into the one of the seven wonders of the ancient world is the Temple of Diana, which is represented by the Statue of Liberty. And I find this simply amazing. If we go look at the tomb of Princess Diana, her tomb right now is a splitting image of Diana, this pagan god that they worship. And this pagan god, Diana, is in the book of Acts. She was a female god. If when you study old Paul, Apollonius or Diana, see, Diana was giving him, the people that worshiped the goddess Diana, they were giving him hell up there in Corinth and Ephesians, especially Ephesians and Corinth. He gonna come in now, and see, Diana was a female god. That's when the women could have more than one husband, Brother Drew. All the worships of Diana, they had more than one. They had if you was with that cup, you could have more than one man. Female could. You could have more than one husband. Same as the tribes down there in New Guinea, where the females of them two ancient tribes down in New Guinea, they got 10 and 15 different husbands because the women were scarce and stuff. But that's another history lesson. But when we study and we can see all of this, we have to come tell the story, Brother Drew. And I like I said, the number one thing I like about white people, and that's all I like about them, is they wrote history down and they researched everything on earth that's in creation. They done named it and did a research on it and still researching it. They done have research in this people. See, they done researched the germ down so Brother Drew, that they know how to make it air bomb. They can use it as germ warfare.
Right.
And Big Brother, don't think they ain't doing it with chemtrails. See, they done analyze the human body against their body. Down that why certain, they can put certain foods and do certain things that they can make a certain race of people get sick off of. Just like it's more black people have this, the Mexicans got this disease, and the blacks got this disease, and the Asians got this disease, and this and that. Well, that's due to the fact that he done modified you, made synthetic germs to kill you. And that's what he, through experiment, that's an experiment gone wild. It's just like killer bees. He doing it with the animals. He crossbreeding and cloning the animals. Crossbreeding this animal with this animal to see where this do this and that. What you think this new mosquito
virus
done come down? Yeah, shit, that's a crossbreed. He done crossbreed or something. And it done got out of control and done what they call mutated on his butt. And see, mutations can happen every 10 minutes. See, the virus can mutate just like bloop, 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 and to where it get out of control. You can't catch it, meaning you can't understand what it's going to do, what it's going to attack next. And you got a lot of stuff. See, take for instance, Brother Drew. They took bacteria from Earth in the space shuttle, went all the way up there, cultivated them out of space, and came back and blew up in East Texas. And East Texas, Brother Drew, does all space shells come back on the jet stream, which was known as the trade winds a long time ago. But the jet stream, meaning that when that blew up, those bacterias that they had cultivated in outer space hit the jet stream and it's all over the world now. And no telling how climates makes germs mutate. And all over the world is different climates. How is these germs that they took, how is they doing now, Brother Drew? We can ask the question.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just doing a lot of thinking when you was talking.
All of that is a question that we can ask ourselves, because the jet stream done distributed all of that. How we know how the jet stream worked? Look at what the jet stream did at the atom bomb. Look at the other places, not just Nagasaki and Hiroshima. From that fallout, it got in the jet stream. You got all kinds of deformed people being born all over the world. They call them, they rename them, all kinds of babies. What they call these babies that mongoloids, and they don't call them Down syndrome now. They got a new name for a mongoloid now. I think that's what they call it, right, Brother Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we ain't that bad. They used to be a mongoloid and suffering from Down syndrome now. So then if we go want to really get deep with it, we can take that mongoloid and go back to his original and look up the word cretinism. He's suffering from cretinism. And cretinism is told to you in Acts about in the Caucasus Mountain. Cretinism, and then when we go look up the word Cretan, you're going to say Christians, because up there in the Caucasus Mountain, the people that was deformed and ill called themselves Christian. They was Cretans, and that word is all over the book of Acts. Cretinism is a highly... is a disease that has come back under another name. See, but you can't fool us, because we go back to what the original is. You see, that shit been here before. It's a white man's disease. Just like it's a whole lot of disease that black folks got was a white man's disease. Heart trouble. Diabetes. There wasn't no black folks' disease. That was a white man's disease. Smallpox. Killed out the old men. You want to know how 18 conquistadors conquered 2 or 3 billion Aztec and Maya with the pox and gunpowder?
Right.
And myth of Montezuma was seeing a vision that they say he was going to come on a white horse. He would be a pale face. And that's what he seen when he seen the conquistadors. And it was clearly in his whomping pen and in his history that anything came out of the east to the west that was white to kill it. Because they was conquering, the Carthage had told the Olmec that 4,000 years ago, before any Spaniard set foot on here. They got writings in their hieroglyphics that anything come from the east that was white to kill it, and Montezuma didn't kill it. Same way, it was in the history for the Algonquins up on the east coast, the Algonquin nation. To kill anything from white, but the Wampin' Pen let Leif Erik Grieg carry his ass back. And 450 years later, here come who? The Spaniards. 100 years later, here come Great Britain. After that came the Anglo-Saxon and shit. That was the worst one that came over here in 1555, in the 15th century. Because your ass up under his rule now, and his God, Jesus Christ. And his language,
right.
And his school of thoughts, and his everything conquered you right there. And all of this is plain as day. They wrote about how they did us. And then niggas sit up and want to say, you don't know what you're talking about. This shit was written before me and you got here. It was wrote before we got here. People going to say William Shakespeare didn't write the Bible. That was wrote before your ass got here. That's who wrote the Bible. And Christianity got a history that you don't know nothing about with your ignorant butt. All religions got a history to it because it's only 4,000 years old. And so when you study history and study the stars, man, you understand, especially secret society. It ain't no such thing as a secret society, Brother Drew. There is some society that's got secrets in it, but if you are initiate of a secret society, hell, it ain't no secret. Right. And I'm initiated to a million secret societies. And so you can't fool the Yah man. Not the one that you talking to now. Not this voice. You're furred up. Well, how many more? We got about what, 2 or 3 more minutes?
Yeah, about 4.
Yeah, yeah. So until next week, I'm gonna say. I'm up on Facebook as the Why Is the Guy. Yeah, I'm pumping information up too, Brother Drew.
Oh, okay, I'll find you.
Yeah, it's Dwayne Zakaya, and I'm putting out a lot of information up there on that too. I'm putting out about the radio too. Shema Yahawadah, Yah Abin Yah Ika Kamadiyah. Until next week, Shabbat Shalom.
All right, Kamadiyah.